Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah. May peace be with all our brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣带领，让我们能够来参加灵恩会。那么今天也是我们安息圣日的聚会。
Thanks to the guidance of God, today we can come to join the spiritual convocation as well as the Sabbath.
我们求主耶稣将应许在圣经里头多多的福气呢，来赏赐给我们每一位。
May our Lord grant to each one of us the promises, the blessings He has promised in the Bible.
我们灵会期间会有很多祷告的时间。
During the convocation, we set aside much time for prayer.
那么我想我们来对这个祷告的意义呢，再深刻的了解一下呢，应当也是对我们祷告有帮助的。
Therefore, I believe it would be very helpful for our prayers if we reconsider the meaning of prayer.
我们定题目做祷告的意义，而不是祷告的目的。
The title is the meaning of prayer, not the purpose of prayer.
那么其实啊，说起来呢，内容也许是差不多一样的。
Actually, the content for either title might be very similar.
但是我们谈到祷告的目的的时候呢，通常是比较偏重我个人的想法，我个人的需要啊。我的要求啊，大概会偏重这些意思。
But if the title were the purpose of prayer, then the content would be more focused on the personal needs and the personal wants.
那当我们谈到意义的时候呢，通常我们会给它一个比较超越的这种意思啊，把它赋予它一个比较超越的意思在里头。
However, when we use the title, the meaning of prayer, we can think of it on a more transcendent level.
也就是说，我们不希望给我们一种祷告等于是一种功利的需要的这样的想法。
In other words, prayer should not be thought of as an exchange for some benefit.
当然，恩惠恩赐也是神所应许要赐给我们的。
Of course, God has promised to give us His blessings.
那么我们更需要呢，把祷告看成是一种义务跟责任。
But at the same time, we also need to look at prayer as an obligation and a responsibility.
很多时候我们把祷告理解成是一种权利，我们可以来享用。
Oftentimes, we interpret prayer as a privilege that we can have.
然后我们就无所不用其极的尽情的去享用我们的权利。
So we go all the way to make use of this privilege.
而忘记了，其实在祷告当中还有更重要的我们的义务以及责任在里头。
But we may have forgotten our obligations or responsibilities in prayer.
所以我们今天大概就是跟各位从这个方向来讨论。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you about prayer from this angle.
当一个人跪在神面前虔诚合掌的时候呢，那是一幅非常感人的图画。
When a person bows in prayer with his hands clasped in devotion, in godliness, in prayer, that is a very beautiful picture.
特别是那个纯正的小孩子，他闭上眼睛，煞有其事的手也合起来，那种祷告的模样非常的可爱。
Especially when you see a little child closing his eyes, clasping his hands, and pray with sincerity.
我们相信他只要是用心灵跟诚实向神祷告，他内心里头一定是最纯真的时候。
We believe that when they focus their minds and offer themselves in prayer, that is the most truthful and genuine moment.
所以祷告的时候的时间应该是成为我们心灵最纯洁的那个时间。
The hour of prayer should be the hour when our heart is the purest.
在家里也许我们看的电视呢，我们支持不同的政党，我们还骂了对方的那个候选人。
We may each have our political alliances. We vote for a candidate of our party, and we criticize the other party.
在家里看连续剧呢，太太越看呢，就边看边掉眼泪。先生在旁边就批评了，那有什么好哭的呢？
Or when husband and wife watch a soap opera on TV, the wife is so touched to tears, she's in tears, and the husband said, "What is there to cry about?"
可是当我们来到教会跪下去祷告的时候呢，我们都没有想起我跟太太吵架的事情了。
But when we come together and kneel down to pray, we should not think about our arguments with our spouse.
那个时候我们希望把我们的心灵啊提升到神的面前。
During prayer, we should elevate our spirit and our hearts to the presence of God.
好像在登高山一样。
It is as if we are climbing a high mountain.
这几天梁传道呢他当导游带我们上了很多的山啊，带我们到摩利亚山，到加密山，到西乃山啊，还有这个遍茂山啊，我们免费啊观光了这个很多座山的这个风景。
The past few days, Pastor Liang has served as our tour guide. He brought us up the Mount of Transfiguration, the Mount of Moriah, the Mount of Carmel, and the Mount of Sinai.
他是借着这样我们在山上领受的福气呢，就提升我们的灵性。
And through receiving the blessings on the mountain, our spirituality can be enhanced.
这在宗教的崇拜里面是需要的。
This is an important part of our religion.
因为宗教的要件里头呢，其中有一个呢，就是要有崇拜的仪式。
In a religion, an important essential part is worship.
宗教有四大要件。
There are four essential parts to a religion.
第一个就是它要有崇拜的对象。
The first is that it must have an object of worship.
第二呢，它要有崇拜的仪式。
And the second is it must have a formality or a ritual of service, of worship.
第三就是要有尊奉的经典。
And the third is it must have a scriptural base.
那第四，他要谈到生前死后人类生命的终极关怀。
And the fourth is that it must talk about, it must contain discussions on the beginning and end of life as well as the afterlife.
就是这个灵魂归宿的问题
，and the ultimate home of the soul。
那这四个要件同时具备呢，我们才称它为宗教。
Only when these four criteria are met, can practice be called religion。
因此这个祷告的仪式在宗教的要件里面是不可或缺的。
Therefore, prayer is something indispensable in any religion。
也就是说。虽然宗教是心灵上的东西，形而上的，可是呢，它是要落实在我们一个仪式的实际动作当中。
Even though religion pertains to the spirit and the mind, it still needs to be practiced in the physical realm.
我们必须要借着我们在生活当中所展现出来的那个实际的那个动作呢，来表达我们的宗教情操。
And through our daily actions, we show our religious devotion.
因此我们要谈的宗教的这个祷告的意义呢，第一点呢，就是透过祷告来表达我们在宗教上的这种崇高的情操。
So the first meaning of prayer is that through prayer we can express our religious devotion.
那么这个宗教情操就是人的一种心智或是一种修养。
A religious devotion means our determination as well as our cultivation.
那为什么我们能够有这种表达呢
？Why is it that we have such an expression？
因为起初神造我们人的时候是按他的形象造的。
When God first made man, He made him in the image of God。
所以我们会有极大的部分呢跟他是相似的。
So in many ways we are like God。
然后呢，神也把他的灵借着吹一口气进入了亚当的体内。
God also breathed into Adam。
所以他就成了有灵的活人。
And Adam became a living being.
那我们所领受的灵就是神的灵。
So the spirit within us is God's spirit.
我们跟神有相同的生命本质。
We have the spiritual essence of God.
我们领受他的灵。
We have received his spirit.
所以当然可以灵通。
Therefore, we can communicate with God in spirit.
那这种灵通就是我们人类的一种本能，也是一种权利。
And this spiritual communion is something is our privilege as well as our instinct.
那么神要使人知道的事情呢，已经显明在我们的心里了。
What God wants to manifest to us has already been made known in our hearts.
所以他让我们去追求他。
And he enables us to seek him.
我们有信仰的心理。
That's why we have a religious inclination.
我们要跟天上的神建立关系。
We want to establish a relationship with the God in heaven.
我们想要通天
，We want to reach heaven。
中国古时候有祭天，有天坛祭天。
In ancient China, the people had an altar to the heaven.
在孔子的时代呢，或是更早之前，中国人他就有一种想法说，我们人要跟天呐、啊、合一，要天人合一。
In the time of Confucius, or even earlier than that, the Chinese people had the mindset that they must be one with heaven.
但是人怎么样通天呢？
But how can a human being reach heaven?
很多的宗教就应运而生了。
That's why many religions arise.
有很多的巫术，有很多的巫师就出现了。
Even witchcrafts or magic arts surface.
那么我们来想一想啊，纯正的这个信仰是从神来的。
But we must understand that true and pure religion must come from God Himself.
那么这个巫术是从什么地方来的？
And where does witchcraft come from?
人怎么能够去发明这个巫术呢？
Why are human beings able to invent witchcraft?
那不是人发明的。
It's actually not a human invention.
那是魔鬼给人的一种本能。
It's actually
魔鬼给人的一种试探，给他一种能力。
It's a temptation and a power granted by the devil.
人寻找真神，但是找错了，他就给我们一个错误的心。
When human beings try to seek God but go down the wrong path, they are given a heart of error.
而且这种巫术是很灵验的。
And witchcraft is sometimes can be very effective.
然后呢，就沿袭下来了。
And as a result, it stays.
很多人呐、啊，他是通邪灵，误以为是通了天。
Some people are very skilled and learned in witchcraft, and they think that they have reached heaven.
那么他在错误当中，他也不知道。
And they are not aware of their error.
因为他用这种方法屡试不爽，都是为应验的。
And when they practice witchcraft, everything seems to become real.
那就变成一种信仰。
So that becomes a faith for them.
让很多人能够折服。
And many people are convinced.
我们真耶稣教会啊，在中国大陆初期啊，有一段时间呢，被称为通天教。
In the early days of the True Jesus Church, our church in China was once known as the church that reaches heaven.
福音从北方啊传到福建的时候，报告老爷
，Master，
那个通天教叫做真耶稣教会。
That religion that reaches heaven is called the True Jesus Church。
没有听过
，I've never heard of it。
没有关系，既然是这样，我们去瞧瞧看看。
But that's okay. Let's go check it out。
好了，这个老爷他已经患病十几年。
So this gentleman had been sick for more than 10 years。
医生已经宣布啊，已经无法来得到医治了。
The doctor had told him that he was hopeless.
但是他想，如果这个教真的是通天教的话呢，我一定可以得到神的医治。
But he thought, if this religion can truly reach heaven, then if I trust in it, I can be healed.
结果他走了十里路，到了我们布道会的那个地方。
He walked ten kilometers to reach to the place where we have service.
他得到医治了。
And he was healed.
他就受洗了。
And he was baptized.
哇，在初期啊，被称为通天教。
So our church in the early days was also known as the church that reached heaven.
那个意思是因为我们祷告的时候就有神的灵啊从天上降下来。
This is because when we pray, the Spirit of God comes upon us.
所以在短短的几年之间呢，就从北方传到了中国的南方。
That's why within a few short years, the gospel spread from the northern part of China to the south.
这是神所赐给我们的圣灵。
And this is the Holy Spirit that God has given to us.
那么，既然借着这个祷告要表达我们虔诚的宗教情操。
So through prayer, we can express our religious devotion.
那么到底我们应该怎么样来做呢？
How can we practice prayer?
首先呢，我们应当要借着我们的祷告来赞美我们的神。
First, through prayer, we offer praises to God.
颂赞啊，感恩，表达我们颂赞跟感恩。
We should offer our praises and thanksgiving.
因为神是这么的伟大。
For God is so great.
啊，我们是这么的渺小。
We are so small.
他给我们的恩典是这么多。
He has given us so much blessing.
他是这么爱我们。
And he loves us so much.
这些都是在我们的信仰生活当中去体会出来的。
All these can be experienced in our daily life of faith.
这个时候我们应当要有回应。
So in prayer, we need to echo or respond to that.
所以当我们跪在神面前呢，祷告的时候呢，应当要有这样的心意在里头。
So this is the mindset or attitude we should have when we come and kneel in prayer.
我们不断地赞美这位神。
We should continuously praise and thank God.
我们的心灵就不断地提升起来。
And that elevates our spirit.
我们祷告达到神的面前。
And our prayer will reach God.
好像我们的心灵也要提升到天上去。
And our heart at the same time reaches heaven.
人应当要谦卑地祷告。
We as human beings must humble ourselves in prayer.
让神得到更多的赞美。
And offer God praises.
我们昨天有提到，我们发现神这么伟大，所以我们要谦卑。
Yesterday, we discussed the reason for humility is that God is so great.
那么我们怎么样来操练这个谦卑呢？最好的方法就是多多的认识我们所敬拜的神。
And the best way to be truly humble is to come and know the true God.
每次我们跟神在做比较的时候，我们实在是没有办法跟他比。
Whenever we put ourselves in relation to God, we'll see that we cannot even compare with God.
我们只有不断的谦卑下来。
We can only humble ourselves.
但是我们这种谦卑的态度呢，神却非常的看重。
But God esteems this kind of humility.
人不因为谦卑而卑微。
Human beings are not humiliated because they're humble.
人不因为自大而伟大。
And at the same time, human beings are not great because they are proud.
我们在神的面前是越谦卑越伟大。
In fact, in the presence of God, we are all the more great if we are humble.
我们把更多的赞美给他的时候，我们的心灵才能够升到天上去。
When we offer God many praises, our spirit is lifted up to heaven.
将来在天国的时候呢，按照启示录的记载我们可以发现。
According to Revelation, this is what will happen when we are in heaven.
哇，所有的得救的人都伏在宝座前呢，整天高唱的啊，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，荣耀归天上神。
All the saved ones will bow before the throne of God and cry out Hallelujah daily, praising God.
直到永恒。
Forever and ever.
好了，那讲到这个地方，就有一位信徒就问了。
A church member asked,
传道，那我们将来到天国去呀，做什么
？Pastor, what will we do when we get to heaven?
一直赞美神啊。
Do we just keep praising God?
啊，怎么赞美？
And how do we do that?
一直唱 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Just keep saying Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
下拜起来，下拜啊 ，Hallelujah 这样。
Bow down, come up, bow down again.
传道，那这样不会累吗
？Won't we get tired?
那像那个老人家骨头不好的话，趴下去又起来，哪看得三两回呢
？What about the old people who can't get up that easily?
那在天国不是很无聊吗？
And wouldn't it be very boring in heaven?
天国也没有篮球场啊。
Are there basketball courts in heaven?
也没有棒球场。
Or baseball fields?
也没有麦当劳。
Or McDonald's?
没有 NBA 可以看。
No NBA games.
整天就在那边 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
You just Hallelujah all day.
整天都还不打紧。如果说每逢周六星期日还可以放假，不是要直到永远都是这样的。
And you can't even have weekends where you take a break from saying Hallelujah. You have to do it forever.
那这样不会累吗
？Wouldn't you get tired?
那到最后不是都变成机械化的动作了吗
？Wouldn't we all become robots?
那这种赞美有什么意思呢
Then what is the meaning of this kind of praise?
我就想起来，我就跟他解释。
I thought about this and I explained it to him.
我说你会觉得说这样做是很累，而且好像重复的动作会变成无聊，那是因为你用肉体的这种状况啊，你去想的。
You think that you will get tired and bored, because of this repetition, because you're thinking, from the perspective of a human being.
在这个世界上啊，最好吃的东西呢，你一天吃三次啊，你以后可能就不太喜欢吃。
In this world, if you're given the best food, the food that you your favorite food, and you keep eating it for 3 days, you'll get tired of it.
因为我们带着肉体呢，有一种感官的刺激。
In our flesh, we carry with us sensual our senses.
肉体的快乐是因为感官被刺激的时候，他接受这个信息，他觉得快乐。
We are happy physically when our senses are stimulated.
可是这个肉体的感官如果重复刺激的时候呢，它的反应呢就会变得迟缓，那个刺激的程度就会降低了。
But if the stimulation continues or persists for a long time, then the pleasure goes down.
啊，比如说，哇，肚子饿的时候吃第一个汉堡，哇，吃的觉得很快乐，但是在吃第二个汉堡的时候就没有那么快乐，在吃第三个的时候呢，可能已经吃不下了。
For example, when you're very hungry, the first hamburger you swallow is so delicious, but the second time when you eat the second one, the pleasure is reduced, and when you try to eat the third one, you're stuffed.
所以你用肉体的观念去想的时候，它是受限制的。
So if you think of heaven from a fleshly perspective, it is very restrictive.
因为它是刺激你的感官的。
Because you only think of it as a stimulation of senses.
但是将来在我们在天上，我们是灵体。
But when we're in heaven, we will be in our spiritual beings.
啊，所以没有这种肉体的限制。
We will not be confined by the fleshly limitations.
不再是这个感官的刺激。
We will not be limited to the stimulation of our senses.
是灵里头的满足。
But rather, we will find satisfaction in the spirit.
是灵里头真正的喜乐的满足。
It is a joy that flows from our spirit.
我们的灵在神的面前，只有不断的赞美、歌颂我们的神呢，我们的心灵就得到完全的满足。
In our spirit, we will be fully satisfied when we continuously praise God.
所以这个问题我们不需要去烦恼。
So let's not worry about this problem.
那当我们这样想的时候呢，我们跪下去说哈利路亚呢，不是让它轻轻的就脱口而出了。
With this in mind, when we kneel down to say hallelujah, we should not do so absent-mindedly.
因为这些祷告都会达到神的面前的。
Because every prayer we make reaches God.
我们请看创世纪第十一章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪第十一章。
Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪第十一章啊，第一节开始呢，记载上古的时代啊，人类啊团结要来建造巴别城、巴别塔。
Here it records that the people of those days united themselves to build the Tower of Babel.
那么在第十一节的第十一章第二节，第一节他说他们要建造这个塔跟城呢，他们有很好的条件。
Verse 1 tells us they had a very good precondition.
他说这个天下人的口音言语都是一样的。
Now the whole earth had one language and one speech.
语言一样，文化就一样，思想就一样，表达就一样，所以可以同心合意啊，沟通很容易啊。
They had one language, one way of thinking, one civilization, so it was easy to communicate.
啊，如果我们今天全世界的人都说英语的话，那就是一种文化。
If everybody speaks English in the world, then we have one culture.
那如果真的有外星人要入侵的话，我们地球的力量已经很大了啊。
And if any aliens try to attack Earth, we can unite with great force.
啊，现在我们全世界各国受制语言的沟通啊，所以还有很多分歧的意见。
But today we have diverse views and ways of thinking because of the diverse languages.、
啊、语言都是一样的时候呢，要沟通什么都很容易了。
But when there's only one language, it's so much easier to communicate.
这是他们能够建一座塔跟一座城啊，要通到天的这样的一个目标呢啊，最基本的条件。
So they have the basic criteria reaching heaven with a tower.
那第二节是提到说，他们往东边迁移的时候呢， 在示拿地呢遇见一片平原。
Verse 2, as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar.
好，他们现在得到一块很大的平原。
They found a huge piece of land.
这就是现在的啊米索波达米亚平原的附近。
This is near the plain of Mesopotamia.
大概就是今天啊这个伊拉克那个地方。
It's probably in the region of Iraq.
就是后来这个建造啊这个巴比伦帝国的地方。
The place where the kingdom of Babylon was born.
好，你看语言一样可以沟通，然后又都到这么大的平原，哇，有利于啊这个高塔的建筑。
They had a common language. They found a huge plain it was a perfect condition.
那第三节就说了，他们有得到好的材料以及啊这个制作更坚硬材料的这个技术，有材料又有技术。
And in verse 3, it tells us they had the good materials as well as the skills for making use of the material.
第四节
Verse 4,
我们来建造一座城，一座塔。
Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower.
这个塔顶要通天。
Whose top is in the heavens.
要传扬我们的名。
Let us make name for ourselves.
免得我们分散在全地。
Lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
他们有共同的目标。
They had a common goal,
就是要传扬人的名，
which is to give them, make themselves a name.
要集中住在一起，不分散。
That they would be stay together and not be scattered.
但是这个目标是敌对神的。
But their goal was contrary to God's intention.
万事皆备，他们有最好的条件可以建造一座塔呢，要通到天上。
Everything was ready. They had the best condition to build a tower to reach heaven.
他们不是要传扬神的名。
But their purpose was not to preach the name of God.
是要展现人的能力，骄傲。
But to display their pride and arrogance and power.
好，他们开始建造了。
They started building.
哇，他们能够做得非常的高。
They were able to reach a very great height.
但是有没有通天？
But did it reach heaven?
第五节
Verse 5,
神说降临要看看世人所建造的城和塔。
The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built.
他们是要通天啊，但是并没有通到天，因为神还要降临看看嘛。如果他们已经通到天的话，神只要轻轻地把他的窗户打开，哇，不错，巴别塔已经到我的窗户旁边了。没有，他还要降临看看啊。
The tower hadn't reached heaven because the Lord had to come down. Had it reached heaven, the Lord would just have to open his window and say, wow, they are reaching my window already.
巴比这个希伯来语呢，这个发音呢有两相近的发音有两个意思。
The word Babel or the name Babel is very similar to two words in Hebrew.
一个呢就是神的庭院，神家的庭院。
The first word means the courtyard of God.
他们建造这个塔，巴比，就是要达到神他们家的庭院。
So that means when they rebuild the tower, their intention was to reach the courtyard in God's house.
但是后来神变乱他们的口音。
But God confused their tongue.
使他们言语彼此不通。
They could not communicate with each other anymore.
那个地方就叫做巴比。
That's why that place was called Babel.
巴比另外一个意思是变乱。
The other meaning of Babel is confusion.
所以这里是一个很幽默的文学。
So there is a literary wordplay here.
人建造巴比说我要通到神家的庭院，神说你们要巴比我也要巴比，我要把你们变乱，所以一样是巴比，那这是很幽默的。看圣经是很好的东西啊，好研究。
Human beings wanted to reach Babel, which is the courtyard of God, but God says, "I will give you Babel, which is confusion."
神只要辩论他们的口音，而且能够辩论，哎，这个工作就无法，就是失败了。
Just by confusing their language, God frustrated their effort.
所以，如果人呐、啊、不是谦卑的态度呢，无法通到天。
So unless we are humble, there's no way human beings can reach God.
这是人的骄傲。
Human beings are proud.
神并不悦纳。
God is not pleased with such arrogance.
那我们再来看创世纪第八章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 8.
八章的二十节。
Chapter 8 verse 20.
这是挪亚跟他全家出了方舟，竹坛献祭要感谢神。
In the story, Noah left the ark, built an altar to praise, thank God.
二十节，挪亚为神筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。二十一节
，Chapter 8:20-21，
神闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因的人的缘故咒诅地，也不再按着我才行的来灭各种的活物了。”二十二节
，22。
地还存留的时候，稼穑、寒暑、冬夏、昼夜就永不停息了。那这里记载，挪亚为神呢、啊、筑坛献祭。
Noah built an altar to the Lord and offered sacrifice.
神呢接纳了啊，悦纳了这样的个祭物。
The Lord accepted the offering.
然后呢，他就说不再因为人的缘故来咒诅地了。
And the Lord said he would never again curse the ground for man's sake.
也不再按着啊用大水的方法来灭各种活物了。
Nor will he destroy every living thing as he had done.
那么当这个地还存留的时候呢，这个耕种啊、收藏、四季的运转都要正常的，使人在这个环境里面可以生活。
While the earth remains, seed time and harvest and the four seasons will continue, so that man can live in stability.
挪亚他是献燔祭，就是把整个牲畜都烧掉了。
The offering that Noah gave to God was a burnt offering, which means the entire sacrifice was burnt up.
那你看我们在做 barbecue 的时候也是很香啊。
When you barbecue, it smells very good.
特别是那个烧焦的哈、哦，特别香。
It's especially the parts that is burnt.
那这个燔祭就是全部都烧掉。
This burnt offering was burnt up completely.
所以这个香气就会往上腾。
So the aroma would rise.
然后圣经二十一节就说，神闻那馨香之气。
In verse 21, it says the Lord smelled a soothing aroma.
这是用拟人化，用人的这种感受啊去形容，不是说神也是很喜欢 barbecue.
This is just a human description or figure of speech. It doesn't mean that God likes barbecue.
也不是说真的人在 barbecue 的时候或是献祭的时候呢，这个整个都烧掉，那个香味真的可以到达神那个地方，那个香味真的可以飘到天上去吗？
It doesn't mean that the smell of the burnt meat can actually reach heaven.
他没有办法离开，他没有办法出到那个大气层之外的，没有办法。
The smell can't even reach beyond the atmosphere.
可是呢，神悦纳，为什么闻到这个馨香？是悦纳了他那一份奉献的心意了。
But why is that God, it says God smelled the aroma and accepted it? It means that God saw Noah's heart and accepted his heart.
这就是人崇高的宗教情操。
So this is what the religious devotion means.
因为神带领他们经过了那个洪水的患难。
God has brought them safely through the flood.
现在他们平安地出来了。
And now they escaped the flood.
他们面对新的世界，新的生活。
Now they lived in the new world and they lived a new life.
所以他们第一件事情就是献祭感恩。
The first thing they did was offer a sacrifice to thank God.
来感谢神的拯救。
To thank God for God's deliverance.
这种心意呢，就像我们的祷告啊，达到神面前一样。
And this heart and this attitude is like what we have in our prayer.
好，所以这个地方是筑坛。
So here Noah built an altar.
刚刚第十一章那个是，这个建塔。
And in chapter 11, we read about the building of a tower.
筑坛通天，但是建塔并没有通天。
The building of the altar reached heaven, but the building of the tower did not reach heaven.
我们从这个两个故事的比对呢，我们就可以知道什么是我们应当要有的这个崇高的宗教情操。
So from these, this comparison of the two stories, we can understand what is the proper religious devotion we should have.
那么我们再来讲第二个。
Let's now talk about the next point.
祷告的意义呢，就是要来对抗啊这个罪恶的侵害。
The meaning of prayer is to resist the corruption of sin.
神知道我们人类很软弱。
God knows that as human beings we are very weak.
时常会受自己私欲的这个诱惑。
We are often tempted by our sinful desires.
还有魔鬼的试探。
As well as the allurement of Satan.
那么从亚当以后呢，有罪的权势呢，它存在这个世界。
And since the time of Adam, since sin and its power have been in the world.
我们今天征战的对象呢，是空中属灵气的恶魔。
And today, our enemy is the spiritual forces of evil.
我们并没有看到他。
We cannot see it.
然后我们用肉体之躯呢，要跟他打仗。
And we are in our flesh, and we try to fight with this enemy.
虽然没有见血，也没有看到血肉模糊。
Even though there is no shedding of blood.
没有听到炮声。
You cannot hear the cannons.
但是这场属灵的征战呢，是实实在在的，随时随地在进行着。
But this spiritual battle is on all the time.
那我们如何能够胜过空中属灵气的恶魔呢？
How then can we overcome and be victorious over the spiritual forces of evil?
神给我们祷告的本能。
God has given us the instinct of prayer.
他赐给我们圣灵。
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以借着祷告呢，来对抗罪恶。
So through prayer, we can overcome and resist sin.
包括对抗魔鬼的这个诡计。
We can resist the scheme of the devil.
那我们就可以得胜。
And we can overcome.
我们人活在这个宇宙间。
We live in this world.
一边是神，一边是魔鬼。
We live in this universe. On the one side is God, the other side is the devil.
人站在中间。
And human beings stand in the middle.
如果我们靠近神，我们就远离魔鬼。
The closer we are to God, the further we are away from the devil.
但是如果你远离神，就会离魔鬼越近。
But the further we are from God, the closer we are to the devil.
因为这两方是相对立的。
These two are opposing sides.
一黑一白。
One is light, one is darkness.
我们当然要靠近神。
We need to be close to God.
所以我们如果常常亲近神呢，神就亲近我们。
So if we draw close to God, he will draw close to us.
那么我们抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就逃跑了。
When we resist the devil, he will flee from us.
因此呢，我们要常常借着祷告呢，来亲近神，也抵挡魔鬼。
That is why prayer is the means for us to always draw close to God and to resist the devil.
魔鬼要败坏这个世界呢，就是透过这个罪恶来进入人的生活里头。
The way the devil corrupts this world is by sending sin or making people commit sin in their lives.
很多人在说，现在我们人类啊所面临最大的危机是什么？
Some people say that this is the greatest crisis that faces man.
在雷根当总统的时候啊，他发现了、这个冷战时期一个很重要的问题，就是核子武器可能会促使这个全人类共同的灭亡。
During the time of President Reagan, he realized that the greatest crisis was the possibility of a nuclear war.
虽然冷战，但是呢，潜在的威胁呢就是核子武器。
Even though we were in the Cold War, yet the potential danger of nuclear weapon was very real.
所以所谓就进行了所谓的道德劝说，后来就签了合约能够限制武器核子武器的发展。
So as a result, he negotiated with the Soviet Union and reduced the development of weapons.
今天人类最大的问题是核子武器吗？
But today, is nuclear weapons the greatest crisis that faces humanity?
没有核子武器，人类就平安和平过日子吗？
Will human beings really live in safety and peace if there is no nuclear weapon?
今天最重要的问题是，人对罪恶、对罪没有感觉。
The greatest crisis today is human beings' insensitivity towards sin.
分成两个部分来看。
We can look at this from two aspects.
不认为这是罪。
The first is,not treating sin as sin.
没有罪恶感。
No sense of guilt.
没有祭血的心。
And no sense of godly jealousy.
太自由、太民主的时候呢，自己去定义什么是可以、什么是不可以。没有罪了，我只要我喜欢都是可以的。
Because we are overly democratic, we define for ourselves what sin is.
自己变成主宰。
We become the creator.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget,
神是善的源头。
God is the source of all goodness.
他是审判的主宰。
He is the judge and the Lord.
所以我们将来是要接受这一位善的源头、审判的主宰来审判的。
One day we will stand before the Lord of judgment and be judged according to His goodness.
我们今天生存在美国的地方。
Today we live in the United States.
法律不是你自己去制定的。
We did not define our own laws.
不是你认为说这样是对就对了，你要看法律怎么规定。
We can't do whatever we like. We have to abide by the law.
但是有一个更超越一个源头更原始的一个善的源头就是天上的神。
But there is an even higher source of law, and that is the source of all goodness.
第二个部分就是没有罪疚感。
The second aspect is people
罪疚感就是说犯罪之后
have no sense of guilt.
不会想要认罪。
They do not want to confess their sins.
犯罪，他不认为是有罪，所以当然，他犯罪之后，他内心不会感觉到有良心自责。
Because they do not think that what they're doing is sin, they feel no they do not feel conscience stricken.
那这种情况一直发展下去的时候呢，就是用罪来毁灭自己。
And eventually, people destroy themselves through sin.
认为自己认为说我这样是可以做的，所以就去追求污秽的爱。
People indulge in sensual pleasures and impure love because they think it's correct.
这个慈善团体哈、哦，比较不会什么抗议、抗争、什么游行，大概都是那个认为自己啊，这个没有这个自由的人啊，他会去抗争。
We observe that charity organizations seldomly get involved in protests. It's only people who think that they don't have freedom protest.
其实当他们这种行为的时候已经表示了他们要对抗传统。
So when they protest, they are protesting against tradition.
表示他们内心里头有某种程度的 不安。
In other words, inside them, they feel a sense of insecurity.
可是因为欲望的驱使呢他们还是要执迷不悟。
But because driven by their desires, they're driven by the desires, they continue in their ways.
如果自己定义啊这个罪是可以被允许的话呢，人类不需要这个核子武器呢，就会自我毁灭了。
If sin is truly permissible, then we don't need the nuclear weapon to destroy the human race.
可是今天如果我们大家都对罪有很清楚的认识，也知道它的可怕，那核子就不成为武器，它会变成和平的用途。
But if we have a clear understanding of what sin is and its potential danger,then even with the nuclear weapon, we would not be afraid of danger.
我们今天最重要的课题应当是对抗罪恶。
Today, our top priority should be how to resist sin.
我们最近在台湾啊，从七月、八月到九月啊，就连小弟来到美国，都还看到这个台湾的消息，台风造成了很大的这个水灾的这个灾害。
Since July, In Taiwan, people have been suffering from a great storm and hurricane.
其实，如果我们从圣经看的话，我们会知道说，在我们居住的环境啊，有这么大的这种自然灾祸呢，人应当要安静的去思想，到底神在提醒我们什么。
From the Bible, we understand that when we are faced with such natural disasters, we should reflect and rethink what is it that God wants to teach us.
我们看到全球性的整个道德。在堕落下坠当中
We can see a global decline in morality.
这是非常严重的问题
This is a very serious problem.
所以在台湾我们也跟几位传道同工在谈起的时候我们都一致认为说今天我们真耶稣教会啊最重要的课题是对付罪恶
When a few ministers got together in Taiwan, we all came to the agreement that the greatest challenge we have in church is to help members overcome sin.
在五零年代、六零年代、啊、台湾的教会有非常快速的发展。
In the 50s or 60s, the church in Taiwan developed very quickly.
那个时候我还很小，那么我来到这里呢，我看到我们图书馆有一些早期那个时候的这些《圣灵报》的月刊哈，我在那翻一翻啊，看到那当时候那个圣工进展的状况非常的快速。
This time when I came here, I saw some publications from those days in our library.And I was very young at that time, but the church developed very quickly.
神永恒的计划里面呢，有它不同的阶段。
God divides His eternal plan of salvation into stages.
也许在那段时间是一个快速成长的时间。
Perhaps during those times, they were in the stage of fast, rapid development.
那进到今天这个阶段呢，我认为呢，我们很重要的任务就是要对付罪恶。
But today, I believe we have reached a stage where our top priority is to overcome and battle sin.
我相信在美国这个地方也有这种现象。
I believe there is this also the same problem in the United States.
一段快速发展信徒数增加很快的时间，到后来会有一段比较平缓的这个时期。
After a period of rapid development, the church comes to a slower growth.
神要造就他的教会。
This is because the church, God wants to strengthen His church.
不断的征战。
God wants the church to engage in battle.
一段时间是跟魔鬼征战抢灵魂。
In the first period, the church struggles with the devil to save souls.
一段时间就是跟魔鬼对抗，在罪恶上跟魔鬼对抗。
But in the succeeding period, the church engages in battle against the devil to resist sin.
信徒数增加到一个程度的时候呢，要使它更圣洁。
When a church membership reaches a certain size, all the members need to be more holy.
那个时候，神给我们的功课就是对付罪恶。
And at that time, the lesson that God wants to, us to learn is to how to overcome sin.
现在中国大陆我们的信徒啊，保守估计有150万以上。
According to a conservative estimate, there are more than 1.5 million members in China.
现在还在快速增长当中。
And it's still growing very fast.
我们到福建，我们到山东，到北方啊，到北京那个地方，我们看到了神迹奇事非常鲜明。
When we visited the northern provinces of China, we witnessed how God's miracles and signs abound.
我们在中国国务院里面还被登记为优良的宗教信仰。
We are even registered in the government as a good religion.
他给我们比较大的宽待跟自由。
So the government gives us a more generous treatment.
我们是正信的宗教。
Because to them we are an orthodox religion.
我们真的是各方表现呢被肯定的。
We have been affirmed in very good ways.
但是我们相信将来中国大陆的教会也会面临这种对抗罪恶的问题。
But we know that one day the church in China will also have to face the challenge of overcoming sin.
就像以利亚先知一样。
Like this prophet Elijah.
他那个时候觉得自己很孤单。
Who thought that he was very lonely.
他一个人在对付罪恶。
He seemed to be struggling against sin by himself.
几乎所有百姓都陷在拜偶像里头。
Seemed that like the whole nation was had fallen into sin.
但是神装备他，训练他。
But God equipped and trained Elijah.
让他在基利西旁呢，接受乌鸦的供养。
God sent him to the Kirith Ravine to be fed by the ravens.
他每天看神迹，他每天借着神迹来活着。
Elijah witnessed God's miracle and lived by God's miracle every day.
这样来装备他的信心。
That's how his faith was equipped.
所以当他在站在这个加密山上的时候，已经非昔日的吴下阿蒙了。士别三日，刮目相看，他信心已经长进了，可以站在加密山上跟那些巴利亚士拉的假先知来对抗。
So by the time he stood on Mount Carmel, he was not an ordinary person. He could battle against the 800 false prophets.
很多人说慈济很厉害，佛教慈济很厉害。
Some people say that the Buddhism is spreading very fast today.
没有错。
Yes, it's true.
到处都有。
It's everywhere.
旧金山也有。
Even in San Francisco.
不要说旧金山，印度都有。我去印度看到慈济，我到印尼看到慈济，你说怎么样
？When I went to India or Indonesia, there are there Buddhist organizations.
很厉害。
They are very strong.
在台湾吸收了几百万的这个信众。
There are millions of worshippers, devotees in Taiwan.
所以很多信徒说传道啊，他们这么厉害啊！你看，每一次新闻报道都有他们的工作，他们很厉害，我们都输人家很多了。
So members say to me, "Look how powerful they are. We can't even compare to them."
我说我们现在就是以利亚。
I said we are like Elijah.
你要装备好啊。
We need to be equipped.
有一天当我们上场的时候啊，你要让他掌声雷动。
When it's time for us to go up the stage, we need to make sure that they're standing applause.
怎么说呢？
What does that mean?
那些巴利的假先知首先呢，在那边献祭。
The prophets of Baal first set up an altar and worshipped.
去求他们的神。
They cried out to their God.
希望他们的神从天降火下来，把这个祭物烧掉，证明巴利就是神。
They hoped that Baal would send fire from heaven to prove that Baal is God.
在那边斗法。
So,
试验哪一个才是神。
So there was a showdown between the two sides.
好，首先巴利的假先知上场。
The prophets of Baal came on stage first.
他们从早上到下午整天都是他们的舞台啊，在那边啊群魔乱舞啊。
They had the whole stage to themselves from morning till afternoon, and they did whatever they wanted.
没有，
but no fire.
早上到黄昏是他们的天下。
They had the whole stage from morning till dusk.
是他们的舞台。
They occupied the stage.
没有活下来。
But no fire came down.
以利亚先说：“来换我。”
Now Elijah said, "It's my turn."
他一上场的时候，祷告火就降下来了。
As soon as he got up the stage, he prayed to God, and fire came down from heaven.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
现在是以利亚的时期。
Now is the time of Elijah.
好好装备自己。
Let's equip ourselves.
如果今天耶稣带了五十个慕道者来，我们信徒都来不到五十个，你怎么去带领他？
Suppose God brings us 50 truth seekers in one day. We don't even have that many members to take care of them.
主啊，你把很多慕道者给我们，来了三十个，如果慕道者来五十个，你怎么办？
We pray, God, please give us more truth seekers. But if they actually come, what are we going to do?
你准备好了没有？
Are we ready?
你的参与度好不好？
Are we involved?
我们的出席率好不好？
Do we show up at church?
我们祷告的热度够不够？
Do we pray fervently?
我们的爱心够不够？
Do we have enough love?
如果装备好了，
But once we're equipped,
以利亚一上场，祷告火就下来了。
When Elijah went up the stage, he just prayed and fire came down.
所以不要忧虑的。
So don't be anxious.
要忧虑是我们今天对付罪恶到什么程度。
Instead, we should be anxious about whether we are doing a good job in fighting sin.
以利亚长期对付罪恶。
Elijah fought against sin for a long time.
他自己觉得很孤单。
He thought he was very lonely.
这是我们今天要学习的课题。
But this is a lesson we need to learn.
我们看怎么样来对付罪恶。
How do we challenge or resist sin?
罪恶的问题呢，要面对。
We must face up to it.
如果我们真的犯错，我们要面对。
If we have sinned, indeed, we need to face up and acknowledge our sin.
看诗篇三十二篇。
Please turn to Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇。
Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇呢，这是大卫的诗。
This is David's Psalm.
三十二篇第一节。
Psalm 32 verse 1.
他说，如果人能够被赦免罪的话，这个人是有福气的。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
看第三节。
Verse 3.
我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。第四节。
4.
黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重。我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。第五节。
5.
我向你承认我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。不认罪的时候啊，非常的痛苦。
When we refuse to confess our sins, we are in deep agony.
三节说，终日哀哼，骨头枯干。
Verse 3 says, my bones grow old through my groaning all the day long.
因为罪恶在里头不断控告他。
Because sin continues to accuse him inside him.
第四节。
Verse 4.
不管是白天黑夜。
For day and night.
都感觉到神的手很沉重地压在这个人身上。
God's hand is heavy upon him.
他的精力啊已经耗尽了。
His vitality has been consumed.
好像夏天的干旱。
And turned into the drought of summer.
因为他的精神呢用来呢对抗良心的责备。
Because he gives all his energy to resist the conscience, the call of conscience.
良心不断控告他，他用他的理性，用他的精神呢，一直要说服这个良心，但是他没办法。
The conscience keeps rebuking him, and he tries to rationalize and justify his sin, but he cannot.
白天黑夜都这样的。
And this goes on during day and night.
罪非常可怕。
This is how dreadful sin is.
可是当第五节说我面对的时候，我去承认我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。结果神就赦免我，心里就平安了。
But in verse 5, when he faces up to his sin, when he acknowledges his sin and does not hide it, he receives peace.
我们很需要在祷告当中啊，再一次的在神面前来承认我们的软弱，来求使神怜悯。
So in our prayers, we need to once again admit our weaknesses before God and ask for His mercy.
这是我们对付罪恶的第一个步，第一步。
This is the first step to battling sin.
你隐藏逃避，无法，没有办法的。
Avoiding and escaping from the problem of sin is not the solution.
好像我们面对阳光的时候啊。
It's just like if you face the sun.
背影就在你的后面。
The shadow is behind you.
当你逃离的时候呢，你就永远看见你的背影跟着你。
But when you try to escape from the sun, the shadow will keep following you.
只有你面对阳光。
Only when you turn to the sun,
勇敢面对
and face it with courage,
你就可以把这个背影抛在你的背后
then you can cast behind you the shadow,
你就可以在阳光底下来生活
and you can live under the light.
这是我们对抗罪的第一个步骤
So this is the first step in resisting sin.
我们休息十分钟啊，我们